Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 5th, 2020. Thank you to Erevind, John, and a few anonymous listeners for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember that we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Now, on to the news. Senator of Justice Dirk Behrendt has rejected criticism of the planned state anti-discrimination law, or the LADG. Behrendt remarked that discrimination is reported by many Berliners visiting administrative offices, including when applying for Social Security benefits and permits, also grading in schools and police operations. He said that such a law against systematic discrimination of people has been demanded for years by associations for the disabled, social services, and immigrants. Behrendt added, quote, "What bothers me is that the police, at least that's what black acquaintances throughout the city tell me, control black people more than others. This has nothing to do with criminal skills, but unfortunately, in individual cases, resentment, and this law is in part an attempt to make it easier for the victims to produce evidence and to get compensation." Unquote. It's expected that the law from the Justice Senate administration will find a majority in the House of Representatives. It's been reported by RBB that there are fears among the police unions that officers will have to prove in the future that accusations of discrimination against them were false. The CDU and the AfD are also sharply critical. CDU faction leader Burkhard Dregger stated, quote, "With this law, red-red-green weakens the police, strengthens organized crime, and risks losing the support of police authorities in other states, placing all officers under the general suspicion that their actions constitute illegal discrimination and must be stopped." Unquote. The AfD speaks of a, quote, "police hate law," and calls for a roll call vote in parliament, stating, quote, "All Berlin police officers should see which MPs stand by them and which ones stab them in the back." Unquote. Behrendt went on to emphasize, quote, "It is not at all a question of expressing general suspicion towards our police. I am firmly convinced that the majority of our police officers and other public service employees do not want to discriminate and do not act in a discriminatory manner. For them, the new law changes nothing at all." Unquote. He went on to say that the wave of lawsuits feared by the police unions will not occur, and that this fear has not been confirmed by the General Equal Treatment Act or the labeling obligation for police officers. In addition, the law does not give those affected the right to take action against individual persons. It states, quote, "Claims under the law are not directed against individual police officers, but against the state of Berlin." The vote on the bill was due in the House of Representatives yesterday and passed after a long discussion. In Marzahn, a new combined heat and power plant is connected to the grid. Vattenfall is now commissioning its gas and steam turbine combined heat and power plant after a construction period of 3 years. It will supply around 150,000 households in the east of Berlin. With the start of the plant, Vattenfall fulfilled the last point of the 2009 Climate Protection Agreement, in which the Swedish energy company committed itself to cutting its CO2 emissions in half in Berlin by 2020 compared to 1990. The company announced that the plant is one of the most efficient combined heat and power plants in Europe. Thanks to the gas and steam turbine technology installed, a fuel efficiency of more than 90% could be achieved. In a thermodynamic cycle process, mechanical energy and heat are simultaneously produced from one source. The energy is then converted directly into electrical power, while the heat is used for district, local, and industrial heating. The process is called combined heat and power generation. In times of climate change with natural gas, Tanja Vilgos, CEO of Vattenfall Wärme Berlin, explains the reasons for continuing to rely on a fossil fuel, stating, quote, "We often look at the 2050 goals of becoming completely CO2-free. The transition is particularly important in this context. With the new Marzahn combined heat and power plant, the company has now come closer to its goal of working with the city of Berlin to meet Paris's climate protection targets by 2030. The plant also contains the technology for hydrogen. Vilgos added, quote, "But a lot of research and development work is still needed before we can use the technology effectively." She hopes that the plant in Marzahn will become a testing ground for new forms of energy. In the future, the plant will be able to use not only gas, but also renewable energies such as hydrogen. Jochen Eichholt, president and CEO of Siemens Energy, remarked that currently the turbine is designed to run on about 30% hydrogen, and with further modifications, it could be even more. Siemens Energy built the plant on the Allee der Kosmonauten. The new gas turbine was manufactured in Moabit, while other components were supplied by Siemens in Spandau. Mayor Müller praised the local product manufacturing, stating, quote, "It's good to see technology from Berlin being installed in Berlin." Especially in times of corona-induced rising unemployment, he is happy about the, quote, "real Berlin plant." Mayor Müller has appealed to the personal responsibility of Berliners during the still active coronavirus pandemic, stating that the relaxation of rules does not mean that normality is restored, and warned against carelessness and ignorance. Per reporting by RBB, Mayor Müller is worried that some in the city will lose sight of reality, citing events such as the risky boat party on the Landwehr Canal over the weekend. He appealed to all Berliners to take distance and hygiene rules seriously. On Wednesday, the infection rate was above the critical value of 1.2 for the fourth day in a row, and the reproduction rate is currently estimated at 1.32 according to the Health Administration, which is considered the red zone in Berlin's three-color traffic light warning system. The R value indicates how many people an infected person infects on average. It must be consistently below 1 for the epidemic to subside. Berlin continues to be well within the green range for the other two indicators, however. The number of new infections per 100,000 inhabitants last week was 5.1, and the proportion of COVID-19 patients in intensive care units is 3.4%. If a second traffic light turns red, this could mean the end of further relaxations and a possible re-tightening of measures. Berlin's Tegel Airport will not be closed temporarily after all. Airport boss Engelbert Ludger-Daldrup said on Wednesday that the easing of the corona containment measures and the removal of many travel restrictions on June 15th are expected to result in rising passenger numbers. Because the numbers are increasing more than expected, Ludger-Daldrup said that by the end of July, the 20,000 passenger a day mark will be met, and Schönefeld alone will no longer suffice due to the corona distance specifications, and both Berlin airports, Tegel and Schönefeld, will still be needed. He added that extra space is needed to ensure distance between people at check-in, security, and bus transfer areas, and there should be no crowds anywhere. Because security checks take about 4 times as long as usual, passengers should be at the airport at least 2 hours before departure. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.